How many hours have I got left?
How many hours do I have left of the recording? Yeah, I was about to put Ready Clash to bed, as in edit it. I'd done all the recording when I heard some sad news today that Maria McAbee had died. Probably everyone's going, oh, who? Certainly people who've probably listened to this show will have heard tracks, or, well, one, various versions of one track, her most famous track, played on the show. And her song Pata Pata became a sort of a theme song for my visit to South Africa with John in 2004, and I found out about it because a friend of mine used to play a ska version called Scatter Scatter, which again I think I've played on the show. And apparently she died in Italy on stage. She died doing what she liked best, as Nelson Mandela put it, on stage, in a very sort of Tommy Cooper style, and a Scroobius Pip. I don't agree with him. There's nothing more beautiful than that. It's a shame. She was one of the people standing up against the apartheid regime. Apparently Harry Belafonte, yes, back to him again, helped her get into the US, a visa to the US. But they revoked her visa and kept her out of the country until the sort of the apartheid regime collapsed and Nelson Mandela got her back. And well, it's all very down. It doesn't need to be, because I'm going to play that song. I'm going to play Pata Pata by Maria McAbee, and I deny you not to smile at this song. So I will see you shortly after this. I'll do the intro and everything. This is very unusual to actually do a song and before I even started the show, but she deserves it. Hello and welcome to Radio Clash. This is 172. It's Odds and Sods number 12, and it's called All Change.
Cumbia de Obama.
Ha. Solamente Obama esperanza.
Así.
Solamente Obama esperanza. Solamente Obama esperanza.
Votemos.
Solamente Obama esperanza.
Ajá. Obama.
Who's gonna stand for change?
Obama.
Who's gonna bring our troops?
Obama.
Who's gonna beat McCain?
Obama.
Who's gonna give us back home?
Obama.
Se fueron miles a pesar de eso, lejos llegó. Trabajando arduamente de la universidad, se graduó. En las calles de Chicago con la comunidad trabajó. Ayudando en las iglesias a gente como tú y como yo.
Obama.
Who's gonna stand for change?
Obama.
Who's gonna bring our troops home?
Obama.
Who's gonna beat McCain?
Obama.
Who's gonna give us back home?
Obama.
Ya es hora para un cambio, no podemos esperar. Unamos nuestras banderas, juntos vamos a votar. Niños, padres, ciudadanos, desde las sierras hasta el mar. En el mundo del futuro, todos vamos a contar.
Waiting for the intro to stop then. It's like, no, it's the world's longest bongo intro. Hello and welcome to Radio Clash, and this is show 172, which is the an odds and sods show number 12, where we do fairly random stuff. Obviously, our first track was more political, more appropriate to what's been going on in the world with the election of Barack Obama as president of the United States, which I'm sure everyone is now going, shut the fuck up about it, because I'm sure they're fed up with elections and stuff by now. But it's a big occasion, so it's worthy of an intro song, and that is Phosphoro, who I think are based in LA, but I think from various places. He says not having Googled. I've mentioned them before. I've mentioned where I've played them on the show before. And that was Cumbia de Obama, which I like a lot. I like Cumbia, so it's appropriate. This is a very bizarre, and of course I'm playing Incredible Bongo Band in the background, and they're getting a bit mad on the bongos. So, yeah, it's big news, and it's kind of, hence the name of this show, All Change. It seems to be a time of change at the moment, and so all we have left now is to get a decent leader for the UK. That would be good, that'd be a good start. It would actually, but yeah, the so that all my American friends are sort of very, very happy about it. I thought it wouldn't happen. I was actually up at 4 a.m. Because my sleep schedule's been all over the place because it's gone into winter, it's gone dark. I don't have enough light, so my whole I get into the seasonally acquired depression situation, and my clock is haywire. So I was actually up at 4 a.m. and twittering away. I'm on Twitter. I think I mentioned that on the show. So I'm on Twitter as Tim Bearcub, and this is very bizarre. This background, and yeah. So it was, I was pretty sort of stoked about that. What else has been going on? Well, I went to Celebrity Murder Party. What was it? Celebrity Murder Party 10, which was the 5th anniversary of Celebrity Murder Party, the actual charity show, rather than the mashup making crew. And it was very good. There was Lobster Dust there. There was quite a few. Who else was DJing? Eric Clapton was there, of course. And there was. There was quite a few of the bootleg crowd. Bush and Tam was DJing, Ape was DJing, and I'm going to forget them all, aren't I? I'm very bad. Owen Defuncto was playing, otherwise known as Juggernaut Shiggy. She played some really nice drum and bass, which I really appreciated. That's better. I managed to do my back in, so I've spent most of the last week on my back. Not say I've suddenly taken whoring as a profession, no, literally on my back. It's not been good. And I was working in the Financial Times on Friday, but I haven't been working. But I've got work next week, and I'm glad that it's taken a week to go away, but actually my back is, fingers crossed, a lot better. And I survived Halloween. I turned up to Celebrity Murder Party in my Victorian uniform, which is kind of I sort of assembled it from stuff I had, including my top hat, and yes, I just randomly have a top hat in my wardrobe, and yes, apparently I was Mysterioso the magician. I was told I just turned up in. The idea was it was dreams or nightmares, so you could go, so I came with a bit of both, really. Walking around Eastern London was a bit bizarre, or South London, South East London was a bit like, oh yes, Jack the Ripper. So we've got a sort of mixture of music we're going to play today, kind of relating to various things, international events, but most of it's just music I like at the moment. And we've got stuff, some really good drum and bass coming up, because London Electricity has just released a new album called Syncopated City, which I just bought. I've just bought Chasing Status's album, More Than a Lot. I bought it a while ago, but it's really, really good. I've bought loads of other albums, but I'm not going to play them in this show, because initially I was going to play loads of Radiophonic Workshop at you, and then realised that this show would be about 3 hours if I did it, to play all the music I wanted to play, plus the Radiophonic stuff. So I am going to put that into another mix or another show or whatever, if it's not too much. Because I'm already planning a Digital Debris with Delia, about Delia Derbyshire and maybe Daphne Oram. So it's kind of going to be a bit, she's not going to be in that one, and then there's going to be a Digital Debris, and I want to finish it by the end of the year, and it's all very complicated. Yes. You might notice there's a bit of a 70s freakout theme here, which is partly because I was going to put Radiophonic stuff in here, which is all very 70s. And so there's little electronic interludes going on, or bizarre freakouts. So I'm going to start with a song from the San Francisco Mime Troupe, which I don't think I've played, and apologies if I have played this before, but this is to go out, because one of the sad events was that Proposition 8 was passed in California, Proposition 2 in Florida, and I think it was 102 in Arizona, and quite a few places, saying they're banning gay marriage. And although I think California already has domestic benefits, it's all a bit nasty, and it was definitely pushed through by the Mormon Church and lots of Christian groups, and it's all very nasty. So this next song is for the McCain voters, people who voted McCain and voted for Proposition 8. Yes, this goes out with love to you.
And you know that you're right on target here at Hicks Target. My name is Mark Antony, and these are the Nihilists. On my left, a man the band likes to call the saxophone player. Only been playing saxophone for 3 weeks. Isn't that amazing? And on my right, on a work release program from San Bruno County Jail, on Leopard Skin Johnson, the one, the only, shocking cut! These fearful times make willing slaves who seek their freedom in their chains. Reagan's election was no surprise. You voted for Nixon twice. Why?
You must be stupid. Thank you. girl, I'm a used to do her.
It's driving me out of my mind. That's why it's hard for me to find. Can't get it out of my head. Miss her, kiss her, love
right
her.
Off your day.
That girl is.
Thank you. your heart and check.
Beats fuck.
love him, I love him.
Hello and welcome back from that long, long thingy. Just plug myself in so I can actually hear myself speak. It's always a good idea. Yes. Hope you enjoyed that little sort of sojourn. Sort of got very, very electro very quickly. That was, at the end, was What Poetry by, I don't know how to pronounce his name, Faex? F-A-E-X, Faex. We played his excellent edit of Phantom years and years and years and years ago. And I probably downloaded that sort of time, actually. And that came under my iPod and went, ooh. And I'm always a big fan of that Bjork song, Pagan Poetry. I don't know what he's mixed it with, whether he did the backing or that's a dubstep tune that's out there. I suggest the latter. Then before that was DJ Donna Summer. No, not Lee Donna Summer, Jason Forrest with Hoovermore. And yeah, I like my sort of rave. Yes, rave stabs. Then before that was AC Slater, who is something I'm really digging at the moment, along with the person that was remixing him, Jack Beats. That's Just Got Jack. Jack Got Jack, that's it, by Jack Beats remix, originally by AC Slater. Then before that was ZZT with Lower State of Consciousness, Justice Remix. And ZZT, who are they? Someone told me who they were. I think part of Zombie Nation, and I think Tiger, I think that's who it is. Then before that was, could I feel, with this sort of backing, I feel like I'm a proper DJ. I didn't put on There's a Let There Be Drums by Incredible Bongo Band, because that was always used by Fiddy. Yes, not 50 Cent, Diddy Hamilton, no, not P. Diddy, Diddy Hamilton, David Hamilton, always, I think it was him, or one of the people on Radio 1 or 2, he used to always use it, and of course it's now gone away, so we're going to have to put on Apache. And before that was someone I'm really digging at the moment, was A.C. Slater with his remix of Poison, which I think is originally by Bell Biv DeVoe. Yes, remember them. sort of like an R&B sort of boy group with horrible dress ends, I seem to remember. And then before that was a great remix of Kanye West. That was someone that also I'm digging at the moment, various blogs, like probably from Palm Out, that one, I think. I'm not sure. Props go to Palms Out anyway. And that's Fifth Dimension, Let the Sunshine, just says Let the Sunshine, Solly Beam or Edit, but actually it's Let the Sunshine In. And that was actually with Aquarius on the original version, but that original song, it's still played in many places, so it's it works very, very well in a sort of a woo yeah be more style. And then before that was end of a Cinnamon section. That was Nina Simone Cinnamon Felix remix, which was inspired by someone's actually done a sort of a re-edit. It's not really much of, yeah, it says Luciana re-edit. It's more a re-edit than a remix. It's just called Brazil Luciana re-edit by Nana Vasconcelos, which that sounds really, hopefully that's not rude in something. But that is, it's just that sort of thing of looping, and then dropping some of the vocals in, which I kind of like. But then again, I had to drop in the old remix, the Felix Verhaeghe remix that came out in 2000, it was early 2000s, and that's an official remix versus one which is a sort of a white label naughty womb. Ba ba da da Tonto, get on it. No, I'm not going to rap. Before that was, who you're hearing at the moment, that was the Incredible Bongo Band with Bongo Rock 73. Then at the start there was Because You're Stupid by San Francisco Mind Droop. As I say, that seems to be a very appropriate song to start on. But it's very good. I love that, Because It's Stupid, you know. And also it links into all these people who are blaming the African American vote, which is about 89% all voted for yes on Proposition 8 in California, and everyone's all got very kind of, you know, angry and sticking the knife in type stuff. Anger is good channeled politically, maybe not violently or against a certain set of people, but I have been writing stuff on my live journal about this because it is kind of ironic. I can understand the disappointment because, you know, not all gay men are sort of anti-racism activists, but most of them are democratic or liberal or socialist and are support all kinds of causes. I've not even been on the red wine. And, you know, that's always a classic thing that you can't expect a group, even the gay group can be quite, say, misogynistic. You can't expect one group that's been discriminated against to actually automatically not discriminate against another group. But sadly, that's human nature. It doesn't seem to follow like that. I wish it didn't. I wish everyone would, you know, keep that sense of unity they get from protests and various other fighting for other people, but it doesn't work like that. And so I think there's probably going to be a big struggle to get things re-overturned for the third time in California, probably legally. So I'm going to play some more sort of funky music. This is a track you probably might recognized. It was sampled in, I think it was a Tribe Called Quest track, although I probably got that totally wrong. The Chambers Brothers are very, very molested on the sample front, because I think they did, was it Strawberry 23, which was sampled by someone else. So they've been well raided, because they did kind of funky soul. And surprisingly, it's called Funky.
Mamas and chasing status.
I
was raised in a city. I will not lose. Look, I was raised in a city with no heart, where there's no heart. Stepping when it comes to me getting that no fast. Yes. I'm a hustler, I'm a hustler. Raised on a battlefield, born as a sufferer. Before I had a deal, I was still stacking bills. Get punk, sell food to the customers. Now I get love crews in the back of the S-Class. Them can't move like that, you know. I come from where man were done, there for hardly nothing. You can see it in the news, I'm hardly fronting. Got kids with guns in the heart of London. Bulletproof vests like half a hundred. That's no actors and actresses. Gully round here, they got snatching them straps and mattresses. Soon as your exit stands, did you might see who is getting in trouble. That's how it's always been. How can you win? How can you win? How can you win? How can you win? Look, I was raised in a city when they was out blazing a filly. I was on a 5 bus chasing the titties. The back of the class on new bras with a stiffy. Tanisha, Tessa, Leslie and Richie. Look, it's a Coco world. Gangsters living in a popo world. So I've been Coco with a go-go girl. Escaping reality I know so well. But when you're a kid you don't know no better. Boys find trouble trying to find that cheddar. Money breeds envy, might get set up. When pockets get empty, niggas get jealous. Killer done told them, poor people fed up. Added in water, stretching that ketchup from south for the border. No press the east, it's got around here. Gotta see it to believe it. Who is getting in trouble? That's how it's always been. How can you win? How can you win? How can you win? How can you win? Let me tell you something. Look, maybe just because I'm a Londoner. That I love London town, but London's foul. London's a merry-go-round, a cycle of life full of ups and downs. Cause up till now, we ain't never won with the odds against us. The millions of one seen as winter's messy, but it gets silly in the sun. No fight to draw, the 9 million is done. How can I win? How can I win? How can I win? How can I win? Jason Status, K.A.
Tension surrounding my living room. always counts for nothing. Now we finally know we're not alone. Because
technique. Don't sweat the technique. Let's trace the hits and check the file. Let's see who bit the dot tech the style. I flip the script so it can't get filed. At least not now, it'll take a while. I change the pace to complete the beat. I drop the bass to MCs get weak. For every road they trace is a scar they keep. Cause when I speak, they freak to sweat the technique. I made my debut in 86 with a melody and a president's mix. And I would stay on target and refuse to miss. And I still make hits for beats, parties, clubs, and cars and jeeps. My underground sound vibrates the streets. MCs wanna beef, then I play for keeps. When they sweat the technique. Don't sweat the technique. They wanna know how many bombs have I ripped and wrecked, but researchers never found all the pieces yet. Scientists try to solve the context. Philosophers are wondering what's next. Pieces took the lab to observe them. They couldn't absorb them, they didn't deserve them. My ideas are only for the audience ears. My opponents, it might take years. Pencils, pens, and scores. Letters put together from a key to chords. I'm also a sculpture, born with structure. Because of my culture, I'm a rhythm instructor. Technical style, that'll be full of technology. Complete sights and new heights after I get deep. You don't have to speak, just see. And peep the technique. Don't sweat the technique. I speak in the squeak, it's talking cheap. Then I get deep in the beat, then complete. Bold with the seat, never weak or obsolete. They never grow old, techniques become antiques. Better than something brand new, cause it's original. In a while, style I have much more value. Classical, too intelligent to be radical. Masterful, never irrelevant, mathematical. Here's some soothing souvenirs for all the years. And for the sort of thoughts and ideas. It's cool when you freak to the beat. Well, don't sweat the technique. Don't sweat the technique. Don't sweat the technique.
She flies so gracefully over rocks, trees, and sand, soaring over cliffs and gently floating down to land. She proudly lifts her voice to sound the mating call, and soon her mate responds by singing, caw, caw, caw. Come with me, lesbian seagull. Settle down and rest with me. Fly with me, lesbian seagull, to my little nest by the sea. With me, that's where you belong. With me, I know I can be strong as long as you're with me. She skims the water at their mealtime to seek a fish, and she emerges with one squirming in her beak. She plays among the waves and hides between the swells. She walks the beach at twilight, searching for some shells. Come with me, lesbian seagull. Settle down and rest with me. Fly with me, lesbian seagull, to my little nest by the sea. Belong with me. I know I can be strong as long as you're with me. And in the evening, as they watch the setting sun, she looks at her as if to say, the day is done. It's time to find their shelter hidden in the dunes, and fall asleep amidst the music of the loons. Come with me, lesbian seagull. Settle down and rest with me. Fly with me, lesbian seagull, to my little nest by the sea. That's where you belong with me. I know I can be strong as long as you're with me. You and me, lesbian seagull, we'll just watch the world go by. Just you and me, lesbian seagull, side by side we'll be till we die. You and I, we can make it if we try. Our love will keep us flying high until we die.
That's bad news this morning, which in turn made my day. Someone spoke, I listened. All of a sudden, there's less and less to say. Story ever be told.
Thank you.
hope you enjoyed that. Now reached the end of the show, and that was the Raw Band. Yes, it's a Raw Band from the 1977 LP, and that was In It Is Anybody There, the same LP that's got the crunch on it. So, and of course, in the background we have Inagada da Vida by the incredible Bongo Band. Of course. Then before that was the demo version of Who's Gonna Save My Soul by Gnarls Barkley. And then is via the Music for Maniacs blog. Yes, hello Mr. Fab, Mr. RIA, stroke Mr. Fab, and who I get a lot of my tunes from. That's Tom Wilson with Lesbian Seagull, which I got a bit confused. I searched online and went, oh, it's something to do with Beavis and Butthead, and thought I was a bit disappointed because I thought it wasn't a real song. And then I went to his blog and realised apparently it is a real song, and actually it's a genuine song. And then they reappropriated it for the Beavis and Butthead movie, but actually he did do a song, the Gay Name Game, I think it's called, and very strange. It sounds like basically a bit like Peter Grudzy and that kind of thing. Then before that was Sport S Divertissements, Le Flirt. I think it's a bit of... was that Debussy? Is that Debussy? On Eric Satie. Oh, pardon me. That's Eric Satie with the Moog Synthesizer with the Camerata Contempo. As you do. Then a bit more down to the street was Eric B. and Rakim with Don't Sweat the Technique. Classic hip-hop there. Then before that, we had sort of drum and bass section with London from the new album London Electricity, Outnumbered. And then before that was Chasing Status with Is It Worth It? Then it was London Electricity again with This Dark Matter. I love that song. It's sort of... It is very dark, like a lot of... The guy behind London Electricity has done past songs like Fast Soul Music. He seems to like sort of that sort of soulful feel, and also it gets a bit jazzy in places, but certainly he likes, he's just something very down with some of his lyrics, which I like. And then before that was Take Me Away by Chasing Status, and then before that was Against All Odds featuring Kano. That's Chasing Status again. Great hip hop. Really, really good hip hop there. Sort of fast hip hop. Then before that, and that's the good thing about Chasing Status album, is actually it mixes genres. Like, people are criticising it for that, and I like that, the fact it's got hip-hop and grime and dubstep and drum and bass, because they all kind, a lot of them tend to come from similar roots or aren't. There's lots of cross-hybridisation, say in the trade, between them, so it's not so obvious, it's not so separate as people would like them to be. Obviously, people like... Obsessed about genres in the UK, they would like them all separate, but it's silly, really. And then we've got the very Noi-esque Mercury Rev remix by Fujia and Miyagi of Senses on Fire. And that is so Noi stroke negative land, and sorry, Noi stroke, yeah, Noi, yeah, negative land by Noi, yeah. Sort of Noi and Can, and it's just like, oh my god. I like it, but it's just. They are obsessed. They're obsessed with krautrock, that group. And then before that was the legendary Funky by the Chambers Brothers, which I should have done my research and tell you something about the Chambers Brothers, but that's what Google and Wikipedia is for. I just know that they're a 70s funk group. Someone's going to tell me they probably might be around in the late 60s, but certainly in the 70s. And yes, it's the end of the show. You can find out more about Radio Clash by going to mutantpop.net/radioclash, and go. You can email me at radioclash@mutantpop.net. I've had my lovely chicken mushroom soup that I kind of reinforced with extra mushrooms and chicken, so I'm rubbing my tummy at the moment, as you do. And I've had some nice wine, which is why I'm coughing all over the place. It's very naughty, but as these shows always take bloody ages, it's one of these things where I always get hungry halfway through, and it's like, oh, what should I do? You know, and so I have to time making my meal around either stopping or try and juggle it, as I've done in Second Life. I'm still DJing. I'm still DJing in Second Life at Parkhead Island. It's now moved to the Parkhead Island at the same time, Wednesdays 10 to 12 UK time. That's 2 to 4 Second Life time. People who are regulars there will know that I've actually did things like cook risotto. I mean, proper risotto. Not like, you know, pour from a bag. Proper risotto while I'm DJing. I can cook while I'm DJing. That's a skill that I just cannot use in a club, is it? Can I? No, not really. So yeah, I hope you enjoyed the show. I'm sorry if you were looking forward to the Radiophonic stuff. That will happen at some point. The next couple of shows are kind of planned out, so I don't know when I'm going to do it. Is it for the next show or it's totally screwed up my... I wanted to make the 4th year show because, yes, Radio Clash is soon to be 4 years old, which is scary, to be 175, but looks like it's going to be 176, which is annoying, as you do. So, but anyway... I haven't got anything. Well, I have actually got something planned, but it's more of a theme show that I've been promising for the last 3 or 4 years, and I've been working on for that amount of time. It's scarily long. So I'm going to end with a beautiful track, which is from... every time I say that, I always think of that People Like Us thing. What's music? Lycra. For Lyre. Sorry, the beautiful sound of music, Lycra. And this is from the Rumours extended album that's been released a couple of years ago. And this is Silver Springs, which was the B-side of... I shouldn't have faded the music, should I? It's the B-side of Go Your Own Way, and was supposed to be on Rumours, but was dropped partly because of space reasons, allegedly. I'm doing little rabbit ears, allegedly, but actually, if you listen to it, it's a bitter little song. But it's funny that it became the B-side, because Go Your Own Way was about Stevie, and it's got little digs about shagging around, which he contested. And this was obviously about Lindsay Buckingham and the breakup they had. And so this is Silver Springs, the Rough Outtake demo. So I'll see you soon.